Brain warfare. That snake in the grass, Alan Dulles, head of the CIA until Kennedy fired him after the Bay of Pigs fiasco, spilled the beans in a speech he gave to his fellow Princeton alumni in 1953. Talking about the manipulation of minds, conditioning patsies to repeat thoughts implanted by suggestion from outside. We might call it a new, in its new form, brain warfare, he told the audience in Hot Springs, Virginia that April evening, early in the Cold War. I was sitting in the front row, not that Glenn Weber meant anything to the man who'd oversee the Iranian coup d'etat 4 months later, the one that strengthened the Shah's hand, the stooge Pahlavi the Ayatollah would overthrow 2.5 decades later. Its aim is to condition the mind so it no longer reacts on a free will or rational basis. How smug Dulles was, lamenting, "We in the West are handicapped in brain warfare. We have no human guinea pigs," attributing such sinister programs to the Soviets, claiming the moral high ground when his bluebird and artichoke projects, brutal experiments on unwilling subjects, had been going on for 2 years.